Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight will be another victory for El Trumpo. I never saw a guy. He might as well play Jesus in a passion play because his Palm Sunday is over and now they're getting ready to crucify him. The rhinos are more against Trump than the Demo Camos. I never seen anything like it. What a joke. And you know what? He's exposing everybody. They're all of the termites are coming out of the yoke of freedom. And what's really going to be sickening is if he cleans house, he runs the table. All of the same people that did their very best to crush him will be saying, "I was with him all along." Yeah. I got a flashback listening to that American national anthem. By the way, the guys in the Hindu Kush that are fighting to keep you from being murdered or sold at auction, prefer that version. They like that version. It's, you know, it's belligerent. You know, it's anti peaceful. But I spoke to a guy. We chat from time to time, and he is dyed in the wool, red, white, and blue. He has done more for this country and never got a dime for it than a lot of people. He's been beaten up at the UN, protesting the Chinese massacre at Tiananmen Square. And he has studied communism since Joseph Stalin wore knickers. It is really sad. And he has all Soviet communist documents. When he does an article, all his sources are from the other side. He doesn't take American sources and he doesn't make things up. He reads you from communist periodicals. So he's getting down and he was saying, we're finished. We're finished as a nation. And it's over. We are totally destroyed. And he comes from, he grew up in a mafia type environment. And I said, Jimmy, it's not over. And he goes, oh yeah, what are we going to do? We have no military. What are we going to do? I says, Jimmy, we'll have to go to the mattresses. And he cracked up. He thought that was funny. And I says, but Jimmy, I gotta have a Sealy Posturepedic. So I just thought I'd give you that little chuckle. And I also saw a news report tonight. The 18 guys that took over that little pine hut in Oregon, demanding that the government give back the land they stole from ranchers and farmers, were released from jail today. And not a word was mentioned in the news report about the back shooting of Lavoy Finicum. Lavoy Finicum got the typical communist one-minute news. And after the one-minute news was over, it was over and out, never to be seen again. And that's how the communists work. And our media sucks. So, having said that, the topic of my show tonight, let me just sip a little wine here. I'm drinking pink Catawba. You ever drink pink Catawba? It's like Ripple. When we were kids, we used to drink a wine. When I say kids, we're 16 and up. Before that, we were drinking beer. But and now I see New Jersey is going to lower the drinking age to 18. And the argument is a good one. And that New York should be 18 also, if it's not 18. It was 18 when I grew up. And I had a phony mustache at 16. But New Jersey is loaded to 18. And the argument is if they're old enough to die for their country, they're old enough to have a beer. In Germany, kids drink beer at all ages. And they got a foam nipple. And in France, they all drink wine. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that to you. And so my topic for the show tonight is, you won't need privacy once you're dead. I'm talking about this Apple standoff against the government. And before I forget to mention, Snowden, Snowjob Snowden, is a KGB agent. Don't buy this cagada de toro. That he was fighting for freedom of speech. No, he wasn't. and everybody's going to pay for all the documents he gave to China and all the documents he gave to Russia. He left, went to China first, then he went to Russia. He gave millions of documents, and of course he picked up his KGB paycheck. And now they're going to bring him back to the States, and Obama is going to decorate him and fondle his mama. Yeah, like he did to Bo Birdcall's mommy. Yeah, Bo Birdcall. We exchanged him for, do you know who we exchanged him for? We exchanged him for three province chiefs, one a CIA chief, their version of CIA, and one bomb maker. That's who we gave back, and they're all back on the battlefield. So, Apple is defending a freedom of speech and privacy. And the topic of my show tonight is you won't need privacy once you're dead. New York is gone, but everybody's iPod info is melted safely. That's the iPod situation. On the iPod is a nuke hidden at Apple headquarters, the location. You got 10 minutes of privacy left. What you going to do? Situation two, this is my favorite, when all these people talk about better that we lose a few people than give up our freedom of privacy. So here's situation number two. You're sitting at a table. Oh, by the way, this is anti-waterboarding. Now, there's nothing wrong with waterboarding if it's accompanied by music. And the music that the Muslim terrorists love to hear is Surfing USA. So situation two, you're sitting at a table in an interrogation room. Across from you is the bad Muslim who just buried the one you love the most. They have 5 minutes of air left. They are 2 minutes away. Sitting next to Mr. Jihad is his ACLU lawyer. With a stack of documents a foot high, he intends to read his rights. You have a .45 in your hand. 4 minutes of privacy left. After you shoot the ACL lawyer in the head, what do you do next? Wake up, cheapo. You're being led to slaughter. 911 was nothing. Wait until you see your little daughter or wife being sold for 10 cigarettes. It's Trump now or never. We will break for a tune. Let's see what we can give you that's hot and heavy. Little marching band. Okay, it's time for an anti-drug message. There's only one way to beat drugs guaranteed. The only guarantee, the only guaranteed way to beat drugs. You can't do the first one. You never miss what you never had. You cannot do the first one. Anybody that's in rehab will fight to save their life for the rest of their life. They will never be free. Their soul is consumed by drugs. Don't buy it. You know what the success rate for the rehab rate for heroin is? 1%. So here's a little Let's Not Do Drugs song. No, it's the wrong one. This is High Hopes. No, it's Hip to Be Square is what the one is. Back. A couple of thoughts came to mind. I'm reading about the business closings, and I came across one. I'm not a big sports clothing fan, but apparently one of the biggest sports wear companies is closing 450 stores. And Macy's is closing 45 stores. and they're blaming Amazon. Of course, they won't look inwardly and say that when they took God out of Macy's, they reaped what they sowed. When they took down Merry Christmas and put up Believe, I said, what? Believe in what? Bankruptcy? Unbelievable. And, of course, we've got the communists working up the peasants for $15 an hour minimum wage. The only problem is the people that are out there demonstrating for a $15 minimum wage next week may be demonstrating for food, because robots are coming, folks. You better take a good look at your early years of career and make sure that you pick something that's going to last as long as you have to work. So get away from going to be a basketball star or a Hollywood star, or you're going to be a singing star. You better get ready to be a realist. And it's really sad. Could you imagine you going for an interview for a $15 an hour job, and next to you is the guy that's going next for the interview, and he's a robot, and the hiring chief says to the robot, how many days a week can you work? 7. How many hours a day can you work? 24. Do you need vacation? No, I don't need a vacation. Do you need time off? No. How about holidays? No holidays. How about maternity leave? Not a problem. And what do we have to do for you? Just keep me well oiled. Can you make hamburgers? Light stuff. Okay, that's what's going to happen. The guy's going to get his slide rule out, and he's going to calculate all of that. No sick leave. No off for Halloween. No off to go vote. And that's what we're up against. And our sources of employment are getting smaller and smaller now that the EPA has driven out all industry from the United States. And now here's what's happening. Big companies are no longer patriotic. Big companies are no longer nationalistic. Big companies are now international companies, and they have international objectives, and that is not good. When American industry loses its patriotism, America loses its country, because it was American industry that won World War II. So, I'll give you some bright news. You know, the guy that wrote the song, Hokey Pokey, just died. And it took 8 hours to get him in the coffin, because you put the left leg in, you put the right leg in.
You do the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah.
We're waiting for 8:30. It's 8:14 now, so we catch the debates. I have never seen so many people trying to destroy an outsider. Like, what are they protecting that they want him out of the way so bad? What evil deeds are they planning that they don't want any witnesses to their treachery? And as Billy said, there's a guy, he's a black guy, and he's standing all alone. He has no friends, and his own people turn their back on him, and they're leaving him to help Jesus carry the cross by himself. His name is Ben Carson. He's the epitome of a successful African American whose feet are planted firmly on the ground, and God is his master. And the Democamos have successfully managed to keep their sheep away from his shepherding. And he's standing all alone. The rhinos hate him. The Democrats hate him. And he's running out of money. Yet he is a true friend of America. And he's getting a raw deal. And still, he takes the lash. You can talk all you want about equal rights. If you don't come to this guy's aid and move his numbers up, it's on you. Failure is on you. So I'm hoping that Ben Carson becomes the vice presidential candidate. And the only guy that showed him any compassion and love was Trump. At the last debate, they suckered him. They said, "You go on next." And he went out into the little alley before you come on the stage, and they called somebody else. And he was surprised. And the camera stayed on him. And then they called another candidate, and the camera stayed on him. They wanted to show that he was stupid and helpless. And Trump came out, and he looked at him. He said, "Why didn't you out in the front?" He says, "They haven't called my name yet." He says, "You go ahead of me." Okay? Now, people are putting a bug in Trump's ear on who to pick for vice president. But I got to tell you, if Trump wants to bust the good old boys' crowds, the good old boys' control of Washington, he's got to take out Democrats and rhinos. And that's why the rhinos are more determined to destroy Trump. And they want Carson's points to go to Rubio. But Carson beat Kasich 6-5. And they're giving Kasich all the glory. Rubio was bought. Big money went and bought Rubio. There isn't a part of his body that isn't owned by somebody. It's only Carson. And Megyn Kelly tried to get Carson in an interview last night. He was on for an hour. And I got to tell you something else about Carson. He's the only candidate that came to Staten Island to pitch his story. He's the only one who came. He came to the Hilton Hotel to a small gathering. Nobody else would come because it's too small. Carson is a good man. And I don't want to see him get cast aside. And I know there are a lot of people that are African-American shy because of what Obama has done in the last 7 years to this country. And they're afraid. No more Obamas is the whispered word. But Carson is not Obama. And Carson is an African-American. And he lives like an American, and he acts like an American, and he prays like an American. And Kelly tried to set him up with a couple of hit pieces. First, she said, "You, what's the difference between, they say you don't even know anything about international." He says, "Oh, Kelly." She said, "Even you said that." I says, "Yeah, I said that 2 years ago. I've learned a lot since then. Ask me anything." She goes, "What's the difference between Sunni and Shia?" She don't know the difference. She has no idea what the difference is. And he explained. He explained Sunni and Shia. But what you really don't know about Sunni and Shia is that the Sunni considers Shia to be less than human. And they look down on them. And if you went to a website of a Sunni believer talking about Shia, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe your ears. The Shia are followers of the grandson or the nephew, maybe the nephew of the Prophet Muhammad, who was a Sunni. And there was a battle for ruling the Islamic world. And Ali was supported by his followers, which were mostly Iranians. And he was hacked to pieces by the Sunni. So when you see the Iranians walking around with beating themselves with barbed wire, cutting their heads with razors, and lashing their bodies with chain, and chanting, those are the Shia, and those are the ones who are doing penance for not having protected Ali. And there is a big difference. But anyway, we were talking about Carson. Megyn Kelly, when the audience went with Carson after she tried a little stinger, she would turn around and smile and say, "Yeah, that's what she meant too. She's no good." Okay. As a matter of fact, Megyn Kelly hurts people. Unbelievable. I was just getting a flashback. There is a surrogate mother. She's got triplets. And from what I can gather in the Minute Press, that's where the news is the truth, and they have to get rid of it so it only gets a minute on the screen. She's got triplets. And it's a guy wants them. I don't even know if this guy is married. And she's big, man. I saw her being interviewed. She's almost full term. And he says he can't afford the kids anymore to kill them. And she won't do it. Can't afford them. He just is not going to be able to carry the load. He says, "All right, I tell you what, just kill one of them." How's that? Ever since we took down the Ten Commandments, the United States has lost a lot of love. Love doesn't exist anymore in this country. It's getting scarce. There's a shortage of love. And I just wonder how those kids would feel knowing that one of the three of them is not wanted. Oh, we did that one. I did that one. I'm sorry. I thought that was I had a Roy Orbison song called "Hurt" also. So I tell you what, we're gonna pitch the inventor of children. He said, "It's not playing." So let's see what God would say. That's our show for tonight, folks. We're going to go watch the debates, and tomorrow I'll tell you all about it.